Around the world, stock market values have been taking another battering with falls in Asia and Europe. Although some indices have climbed slightly from their earlier lows, US markets are also expecting a turbulent day. The collapse follows Donald Trump's decision to introduce hefty tariffs on almost all imports. Last night, the US president dismissed any suggestion of a climb down. He told reporters that sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. A short time ago, he took to social media to mount a further defence of his policy. The long-time abused USA is bringing in billions of dollars from the abusing countries, he said. Peter Brown is Managing Director of Bagot Investment Partners and he's with us in studio. Can we talk first of all about today's sell-off? Why is this happening and where does the money go?
Okay, so the markets was relatively calm at the beginning of last week because they thought the tariff policy was a negotiating policy. You put the tariffs on, you bring people to the table and you negotiate better trade deals. So the market was relatively calm. Towards the end of the week, then Thursday and Friday, the market took the opposite opinion that these are here to stay and this is just going to change global trade forever. And that really panicked the market. And it panicked the market into a deep sell-off because when you look at that, you realise that global trade will reduce, consumer spending will reduce, business confidence will be lost, there'll be no investment decisions, and you just get a global recession. And then in that environment, you would think the market would sell off in areas. But what happens in those panic moments, and we've seen it in 87 and we saw it in COVID, you know, a one-to-one correlation comes in place with every asset in the market and the only thing that stayed was gold. Everything else got sold. And that's continuing into today because we're still not seeing, if these tariffs were a negotiating tactic, this correction is well overdone. But if it's not, this correction is not overdone. And we can look forward to saying the global economy growth-wise, jobs-wise, and inflation are all going to deteriorate.
So much is uncertain, but how much further can shares fall, do you think?
Well, you have to look at in the US, the market was massively overvalued, mainly because of the AI speculation. Also, the concentration for the last decade of global investing, European investing, global investing into the US market has been extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. So if these tariffs are here to stay and the US consumer is going to pay for them and it's going to lead to inflation and going to lead to difficulty in them funding their debt, that money's leaving America. And you can see that in the exchange rate. We're already seeing the exchange rate down about 10% this year. That money is going to leave America and get diversified to where it should have been in a normal balanced portfolio. Back into Europe, back into Asia, back into the UK, back into commodities. That over-concentration was the risk, and that's why this correction is vicious. Initially, we're seeing everything being sold, and that's the way the markets behave in this sort of environment. Everything they just go to cash. But that diversification of where we should put the money now into the future is really going to be the challenge.
This is it. I mean, most of us don't actively trade in shares, but many, many people do have a pension.
A lot of people have a pension and a lot of that pension has been concentrated on that S&P 500. So it is getting hurt badly. And then the double whammy is it's getting hurt because the dollar is getting hurt as well. So normally the S&P dips and things like COVID, it dipped, it came back in 87, it dipped and came back in 2008, dipped famously to 666 was the low number the S&P traded before it rallied about 300-400% since then. So normally you'd say, look, just sit through, everything's going to be fine. But this is a different, if these tariffs are real at these levels, this is a different change in world order. Completely since 1945, this is a different change in world order, which means that people are going to have to re-evaluate where they really want their money and do they want to have it in America.
I saw some speculation in the US media this morning that although Donald Trump is at the moment insisting that he's standing firm and that he won't back down, that he might seek a way out by delaying some tariffs, by saying, well, I won't introduce this just now because I've been talking to the Prime Minister of X country and they're being very nice to me. What do you think?
So that was the hope in early last week. And that's why the markets kind of, you know, were kind of calm with all these tariffs being floating around. Normally you kind of say, why are the markets so calm? And then they fell off a cliff. So I think that's totally going to depend on the reaction that he gets domestically. right? Are people going to get on the street? Or, I mean, the interesting one is that photograph of him surrounded by all the billionaires. I mean, the money he's costing them is astonishing, right? How much money they're losing. And they're all supporting him, right? So how much kickback is he going to get? How much civil unrest is he going to get? Does he care? He's not going to be standing for re-election again. And an awful lot of the people around him are not politicians. You know, they're tech people and things like that. So that's a hope. But even, let's say, he backtracks, there's a massive amount of confidence damage done in the US economy. Massive amount of people going to say, would I invest there? Would I actually open a business there? I think there's a huge amount of damage done either way here in the US.
Peter Brown, thank you very much for joining us with that pretty sobering assessment this afternoon. Well, meanwhile, as we heard a few moments ago in our bulletin, EU trade ministers, including Simon Harris, are meeting in Luxembourg. It's their first gathering since Donald Trump's tariffs announcement. They're discussing how the European Commission, which handles trade policy, should respond. On his way into that meeting, De Thonaiste was asked by reporters about the possibility of the EU targeting US tech services.
So firstly, I think if you were to get into that space, it would be an extraordinary escalation at a time when we must be working for a de-escalation. It is in many ways the nuclear option if you start talking about the use of the anti-coercion instruments and the likes. So what we need to do here is step by step, in a measured way, consider how best to respond. And I'm very clear from my engagement with multiple European counterparts and our ongoing engagement with the Commission that the majority view is certainly not in that space of going near the ACI at this moment in time, but much rather looking to see how we can respond in the first instance to the steel and aluminium tariffs and then crucially how we can get to a position of negotiation.
Simon Harris speaking earlier. We can talk now to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, how well founded is this concern that the EU could choose to target tech companies, something that would have implications here?
Well, there's certainly a growing appetite to get tough with the United States. We've heard this morning from the French Trade Minister, Laurent Saint-Martin, who said the EU should be responding in an extremely aggressive way. And he certainly didn't want to rule out the use of this anti-coercion instrument. Now, that's a piece of legislation that the EU passed during the first Trump administration out of a fear at that time that Donald Trump was going to get very aggressive on tariffs beyond steel and aluminium. Now, the instrument has never been used, so it's kind of in the back pocket. It's seen as a big bazooka because it goes beyond simple goods, products that can be tariffed. It goes to services as well, intellectual property, banking, public procurement. So big tech would come under a lot of those different avenues. And it's because the US has a very healthy trade surplus with the European Union in services, then it is a weapon that the European Union has at its disposal, which could be effective. I think the Americans would be worried if the Europeans did go for that option. But, you know, it could trigger an even further escalatory response from the Trump administration. So they want to be careful. I think they can certainly put it on the table and let the Americans know that it's there. But, of course, for a country like Ireland, that would be a worry because so much of the US corporate tech sector is concentrated in Ireland.
The first phase of the EU's response to Donald Trump is due to be announced later in the day. What can we expect, do you think?
So this is going to be a 99-page list of US products that will be targeted in retaliation for the tariffs on steel and aluminium that were announced by President Trump in March. Now, he also announced 25% tariffs on all foreign car makers. So that's another thing which the EU has to take into account. That list is going to be published tonight. And the key thing for Ireland is whether US bourbon, for example, is going to be taken off the list because Donald Trump has threatened 200% tariffs on European wine and spirits. So there has been a concerted call by Ireland, France and Italy to keep bourbon off the list so as to avoid further damage. The list then will be voted on by member states on Wednesday. In order to block that list, you would have to have what's called a qualified majority vote against it. So there's a very high bar for the for any countries to block the list. But this, I suppose, is the nature of the European Union as a trading bloc. The Commission has competence for trade, And they have to make sure that they're balancing all of the interests of 27 member states to make sure that the pain and or benefit can be shared equally. But it's a fairly difficult time for countries before that list is published. And I think what they want to do then is to see how the Trump administration responds to that list as a way to inform them on how the next phase should be. That's the responding to the blanket 20% tariffs and also the 25% tariffs on cars and auto parts.
Tony, thanks indeed. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.